Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow him, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and it's going down on the show on today. We welcome each and every one of you to hear a word from the Lord on today. Amen. But first of all, I'm going to go ahead and get our announcements out of the way. I want to make sure if you did not tune in on yesterday, you missed a treat. Every time you don't tune in, you miss a treat. We had faith come by hearing, none other than our very own elder evangelist Bertha Askew. The show came on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It comes on every Saturday. If you missed it, you missed a treat. Elder walked the dog. I mean, she walked the dog all the way to the end, and she turned around, and she brought him back up, found, took him over across on the south, and she went to the east, she went to the west, and she just kept on walking him. I know that dog got tired when the elder was through, but you missed a treat. I want to encourage you, if you missed it, go back and hear it on demand. And I know the show has been a blessing to you, and I encourage you to hit her up. She has a Facebook page. Yes, she sure do. Hit her up on Facebook, inbox on Facebook, glory to God, and tell her that you want to contribute to her ministry. It's okay. Glory to God. We're all under the same umbrella. Hallelujah. So go ahead and hit her up, amen, and be a blessing, amen, to Elder, because I know, amen, she said something that really pricked you in your heart, and it brought miracles, and it brought changes. So I encourage you to go ahead and hit her up on Facebook and let her know that you would like to give to the ministry. Amen. If you move on down on Sunday, we'll call the Hour of Power. I'm the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. This show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday, amen, it's ministry with you in mind, spreading the gospel to the nation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to tune in every Sunday to hear what the Lord is saying. Hey, I'm moving myself out of the way, and amen, we're going to put him on the front row because he's the front runner. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then I want to encourage you again. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break between now. Then the next voice you will hear is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. But hold up, wait a minute. Hey, amen, glory to God. I don't want to leave this out. My God, my God. Minister Elaine has also written a book. It's called A Heart Reflection. You can download a copy. It's $1.29. You can download a copy on Amazon. Glory to God. She has it on her Facebook page telling you how you can go and download it. It's Minister Elaine Jackson on Facebook, and you can go over there and you can read all the instructions. Glory to God. Amen. And download you a copy. The author is in the house, so I encourage you to go ahead, amen, and get your book. And if you can't get it like that, amen, glory to God, then you could just inbox her and ask her, how can you get a written copy? Amen, glory to God, hallelujah. She could probably get you a written copy, because I know some say, well, I don't have no Facebook page. I've heard many say this before. But you can go ahead and inbox her and let her know, amen. It don't matter, amen. You know, the money spends either way, as long as it's right, amen. As long as it's right, glory to God, you'll get your book. Just go ahead and inbox her if you can't download it on Amazon, glory to God, and she can tell you what you can do from there. But I encourage you to get you a copy and read it. It's called The Heart Reflection. Glory to God. Then if you move on, hallelujah, on Tuesday night, we have the Wow, oh my God, the Wow Radio. It just be off the chain. Every time they come on, it's just off the chain. And if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. It comes on Tuesday night at Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. I want to make sure Amen. That you get all your needs met. Glory to God. You know, you can see it. We're living in the last days. People say they've been saying that for the longest. Glory to God. But let me tell you what the elderly people used to always say. Don't let him catch you with your work undone. So don't think because he ain't came, he ain't coming. Because Jesus, he is coming. Glory to God. He is to return. Oh, hallelujah. You know, you just can't keep things. Just can't keep going like they're going. Glory to God. You got to understand. So we got to get our house in order. Remember, hallelujah, he said, get your house in order. Glory to God. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I want you to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night and hear Apostle and Pastor Joseph Rouse, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. They walk the dog. Hallelujah. They also take him up and down the roads, and they kick chairs out of the way. Hallelujah. My God, my God. They kick the demons in the head. My God, you got to move over because they're coming through. Hallelujah. They ain't scared of them. I'm going to help you out with that. So I encourage you to go over and hear what they're saying on Tuesday night. Don't miss it. 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want you to go ahead and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook or Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook and tell them what you need. Hallelujah. You know, I've heard a couple of people say, well, you know what? I'm scared. What are you scared of? The only thing you're going to have to be, you need to be scared of, amen, if Jesus returned and you're not ready, you haven't did what he asked you to do, that's the only thing that you need to be scared of, glory to God, as far as getting what you need and preparing for that time, such as, glory to God, you have nothing to fear, hallelujah, because he ain't given us the spirit of fear. So I encourage you to go ahead, hallelujah, and hit them up and let them know what the need may be, hallelujah, so they can tell you how you can get, amen, you can be a part of the team and whatever it is, the steps that you have to take. Glory to God, and tell them what you really need. Hallelujah. You know, most of the time, you know, you call, well, you know what, I need some money, you know, but that ain't really what you need. You need to need Jesus first. Glory to God. I understand, yeah, we all have needs, money needs, yes, financial needs. You can call it what you want to, just clear money. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you have to get your spiritual needs met. Because I remember I said, Lord, I need this and I need that, and I was just going on. I had a list long in my arm. And guess what he told me? He said, first the spiritual things, then the natural stuff. But that don't mean that I ain't going to take care of you through the process. Glory to God. I'm going to meet what you need in the process. But you need to get your spiritual needs met first. You need to know where you're going, hallelujah, when you leave here. Eternal life or, you know, glory to God. I'll let you figure that one out. Hallelujah. But that's what you need. Hallelujah. First, spiritual first, then the natural. Hallelujah. And he took care of every need that I had. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It might not have been what I wanted and how I wanted it to come. Took care of every need that I had the way he saw fit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, with all that in mind, hallelujah, and keep it hot on the plate, glory to God, because we're going to eat good in just a minute. Remember, we always ask him for what, hallelujah, we think we need. But every time you, and when you ask for something, that ain't what you need. If you're sick, do you need money? Yeah, you might need money to pay the bill, but guess what? You got to ask God to help heal you first, glory to God. You need healing, and everything else will fall in place. He'll cancel a hospital there. I've seen him do it. He'll cancel this. He'll cancel the debt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But know what you need first. Hallelujah. Well, Lord, I need a man. Well, let me help you out. Huh? There are some things in you that he has to get out you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. First, if you can't get along with them around you, then how will thou get along with thou man? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want to allow someone, you know, that your brother and your sister close to you in your space, then how are you going to allow a husband in your space? Glory to God. If you can't stay up past a certain time, you know, hallelujah, glory to God, then how are you going to get this husband in, what you going to do with him? Glory to God. You ain't going to communicate, well, I'm going to bed. It's time to go to bed. I got to go to bed. Glory to God. It is just 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and you say, well, honey, I'm tired. I'm going to bed. You ain't going to be able to do all that. Hallelujah. So, you know, understand there's some things that's got to be fixed first before you go to that next level. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to encourage you to partner with us. And in partnering with us, you will receive, amen, many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more a month. Glory to God. And that ain't much. Hallelujah. But I encourage you to come on and partner. You know, and you'll be placed on the prayer list where you'll be prayed for. Hallelujah. Where it'll be laid hands on the list and you will be prayed for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, we can pray and we always pray. Man ought to always pray and not faint. But listen, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, God don't always drop that person's, he don't always drop that person's name in your spirit sometimes. But don't you want to be, amen, on that list where, you know what, they can look at the list and see I'm on there. Hallelujah. Don't look on the list and see you ain't on there. Look at the list and see, well, you know what, I'm on there. So they're going to lay hands, hallelujah, and I'm going to be healed, healthy, and I'm going to be whole. And then he's going to tell them, well, you know what, huh? Y'all need to pick up the phone and give him a call because there's some stuff going on. My God, don't think he won't do it. We serve that type of God that will do that, hallelujah. When you began to get a relationship with him, huh? Walk with him, sup with him, hallelujah, huh? And drink from the same cup, the word of God, good God Almighty, he'll make everything all right. My God, yes, he will. So I'm going to encourage you out of all that to give and give to the ministry. Don't look at the people, but give to the ministry to spread the gospel, amen, to the nation. Hallelujah. My God. Well, we're going to go ahead on. If you have a prayer request at this time, I would like for you to press the 1, hallelujah, and I will bring you in and I will pray for you. If you have a prayer request, you can go ahead and press the 1. If not, then I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to open us up in prayer. Amen. Nobody's pressed the 1. Well, I'm going to continue on. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we come before you as humble as we know how, oh God. Father God, we come to lift up your name and to magnify your holy name on high, Lord, because we know if it had not been for you on our side on today, Lord God, we wouldn't be here, oh Father. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch each and every one on the line in a mighty way, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that are sick, oh my God, touch them, Lord God. Those that are racking with pain in their body, Lord God, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God. We know you are a miracle worker. We know, Lord God, you're supernatural, God. You can do supernatural miracles, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to go, Lord God, with those who need you to travel with them, oh Lord God, up and down the highways and the byways, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those, Lord God, who don't know you, Lord God, we ask you to touch them in a mighty way on today, oh Lord, and let them know you ain't moved. It's man that always move, but you never move, and you ain't never lost your case, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, because if it had not been for you, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God quicken it in the spirit all across the nation. It'll bring deliverance. It'll bring healing, oh God. It'll clean up, Lord God, those that need cleaning. It will, Lord God, mend the broken hearts, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. It'll bring on conviction, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. You know, we say that all the time, but we do serve an awesome God. If you just look back on one thing that you know the Lord did for you, just think about it. Hallelujah. We're here on this line on today. I'm talking today. That's just one thing that he did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have my right mind to come and want to get on this line and preach the word of God. Hallelujah. Come on. You could just name several things. You may not have all the tea in China. Hallelujah. You may not have all the tea in Massachusetts. Who knows? Glory to God. But do it matter? You are here. Hallelujah. And you know God ain't never lost a case. Whatever you need, it's in the word of God. Whatever you want, it's in the word of God. Whatever you're seeking, it's in the word of God. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get on with our word. On today, I'm going to be coming from chapter 8 of 1 Samuel. And the title of my message is Be Careful What You Ask For. Like I said, sometimes we ask for stuff that we don't even need. Sometimes we ask God for stuff that it ain't time for us to get. Glory to God. Because it's a process. Remember we talked about Ruth and Naomi, glory to God. She had to go through a process. We had a whole, amen, we had four chapters, and we went all the way through them, walking all the way through it. Hallelujah. It didn't just come up all at once. There were some things that she had to go through to get there. First of all, she had to get the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm not going to reteach it, hallelujah, but I just want you to see how we ask for stuff that we don't even need right then. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I hear you. I'm getting old. Well, speak for yourself. I ain't there yet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ain't getting old. Glory to God. Hallelujah. With age just come wisdom. How about some wisdom? Hallelujah. Thank God for the wisdom, not the age, but thank God for the wisdom. Glory to God. Let's move on to chapter 8, 1 Samuel. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his son judges over Israel. Now the name of his first was Joel, and the name of his second was Abihah. They were judges in Bathsheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lure and took bribes and perverted judgment. Now look right here. You see right here, they took bribes, and they didn't walk after the way their father walked. Because see, Samuel was the Lord's prophet. Think about it. Come on now. You know, some of us say, well, our children are doing this and they're BS. All your children may not walk the way you're walking. But what you can do, you can pray. But the Bible said when you train them up, glory to God, in the Lord, hallelujah, although they stray, go to the left, they won't depart. And that's what you got to do. You know, stop doing everything you know how to do. You know, I speak to the younger generation, you know, hey, let's back it up a little bit. Old generation too. Some of them just wild out there. Let's do it. Let's go back a minute. You know, let's be careful what you're doing in front of your children. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. You want them to walk in the Lord? Then guess what? You got to bring them up in the Lord. Don't look for somebody when you send them to Christian school and all that. All that's fine and dandy if that's what you want to do. But don't look for it to only be there, and then when they get home, they're seeing a whole different thing. That's not good, hallelujah. They're seeing mama, she's bringing the boyfriend over there, then she's bringing one over there every night. She's having a different one go over the car, hallelujah. And you know, my mama on the phone cussing, and she on the phone doing all this. Hold up. You got to walk that way at home too, hallelujah. Not only you got to send them to Christian school and just say, okay, they're going to get it over there. No, you got to walk the walk and talk the talk. So if you're sending them that way, when they come back home, you're living the same way, then guess what? They're going to get good and fool. My God. And you see, Samuel boys, hallelujah, they had turned away. They weren't doing like their daddy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They was getting things that wasn't, they doing things that they shouldn't have did. Hallelujah. They were taking bribes and all that. Now, come on, Samuel didn't do none of that. Hallelujah. He didn't do it, but they did. And you know he trained them up because he loved the Lord. He trained them up in the Lord. Glory to God. Let's move on. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. See, they were asking for a king. You know, be careful what you ask for. Glory to God. See, you can ask for stuff that you don't need. Don't you know they had it pretty good because, you know, Samuel was over them? Just because he was getting old, that don't mean the Lord didn't know Samuel was getting old. Hallelujah. He knew when Samuel was going to get too old and he was going to call him home. He knew all that. They, you know, but see, they were acting like, you know, he didn't know none of that, you know. But he knows, hallelujah. He knows what you need when you need it, hallelujah. Yeah, you can keep praying and keep believing God. By all means, don't stop. That's what you do. You continue on in the Lord, glory to God. But don't you know, hallelujah, my God. See, they weren't thinking about that. God already knew that Samuel was getting old. He already knew what has to happen. He knows everything. Look, let me help you out. You can't hide nothing from him. Glory to God. You know, you can lie, you can scheme, you can cheat. He knew what these boys were doing. He already knew. Glory to God. He saw them. They didn't have to come and tell Samuel. Hallelujah. If he's the Lord's prophet, he knew. God knows. Glory to God. Let's move on. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Let's move on to 7. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee. For they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. You see, they had it pretty good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just think about it. They wasn't rejecting Samuel. He said, no, listen to what they got to say. He said, they wasn't rejecting you. They rejecting me. So when you go to tell someone something, you ask them, you know, let me help y'all out a little bit. You know, you learn, hallelujah. You learn, hallelujah. Glory to God. You learn how to go out, how to approach people to make them take it. You know what I'm saying? Glory to God. And that's what you should do. You know, sometimes people can go out there and they think, well, you know, I know just as much. And, you know, yes, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and it told me. I'm like, okay, all right. And what did it tell you? Hallelujah. Well, I know it was a spirit. Fine, dandy, that's it. If you got that relationship, fine and dandy, glory to God. But be careful what spirits you call it. Hallelujah. I see so many times, well, you know what? Something told me that. What is your something? You know, they've been talking about, you know, the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he gives you strength. He gives you knowledge. Gives you wisdom. He gives you understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you ain't got that, the Holy Spirit in you, then I don't know what that you hearing over there. But be careful you don't go out and mess nobody up. Hallelujah. But anyway, he says, Samuel, listen to what they got to say. But they ain't rejecting you. They rejecting me. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when people are placed, I'm going to give y'all this one free. Hallelujah. I might charge you for the next one, but I'm going to give you this one free. Sometimes when people are placed over in auxiliary and ministry, you know, and people reject them, they think they're rejecting them. No, you ain't rejecting that person. You're rejecting the God in them. Glory to God. That's what you're rejecting. And whenever you go out and you go to approach someone, say, you know what, can I share something with you? And you know what? They will say yes if you come in the right way. They, most of the time, people are going to say yes. Glory to God. And that's when you start to talk to them. You open your mouth. He said, you open your mouth, I'll feel it. And he's going to make it come out just right. Where they'll receive it. All they'll say is, Sometimes they may walk away saying, They may not say nothing. They may not even say thank you, but it's okay. You did what he told you to do. Glory to God. So he said they were rejecting me. They wasn't rejecting you. They had it good right about now. Glory to God. Let's move on. According to all the work which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. You know, he was saying, I brought them out of Egypt, and they were doing the same thing. They were serving other gods then, and they still doing the same thing now. Ain't that something? Glory to God. And when he was bringing them out of Egypt, guess what they did? They were murmuring. They were complaining. That's what they still doing right now. They still doing the same thing. He said, so don't worry about it. Glory to God. So be careful what you ask for. Hallelujah. My God. My God. He said they doing the very same thing. When I brought them out of Egypt, they were complaining, mermaid complaining. They went on serving other gods, building images, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Glory to God. He said, so they're doing the same thing now. But they had it good. You know, they had it really good right then. Samuel was over, and they could do their own crops. They can, you know, fix their own fields, and they had everything going on. Glory to God. And then look what they're asking for. They want a king. Hallelujah. Be careful, women, about asking God to send you a king of your castle. That's just what he's going to be. He's going to be the king of your castle, and he's going to come in there, and he's going to rule your castle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It ain't no way, no. You ain't said, Lord, I want who you have for me, Lord. I want a good, godly man, God, who knows the word of God, Lord, who seeks you, Lord God, one who goes, Lord God, to church, who's a man after your heart. You know, you got to be specific. You can't just say, send me a king. Hallelujah. You might get the Lion King. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look out there. Glory to God. Let's move on. Now, therefore, hearken unto their voice. How about yet protest solemnly unto them and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. He was saying, listen, don't protest it. Just listen to what they had to say. And listen, show them, hallelujah, the king that's going, what's going to happen, the man that they want to reign over them. Now, he's going to tell them what to expect, glory to God. So be careful about asking for something that you don't need, glory to God. You know, sometimes people ask for another car. You ain't washing the one you got, glory to God. You ask for a new house, you ain't cleaning that one up either, hallelujah. You ask God to give you another house, and then the house that you want, it costs even more than where you're living, but you ain't got your finances fixed over there in the little old two-bedroom apartment, hallelujah. And you ain't got your finances fixed in the little old shack, glory to God. What difference do it make? You got to get everything fixed first before you ask for more, hallelujah, because that's just going to put more debt and more sweat on you, glory to God, hallelujah. More debt and more sweat. Good God Almighty, thank you, Lord. You have to be careful about that. So don't be asking for stuff that you really don't need right then, glory to God. You know, and so I'm be asking, well, Lord, I want you to give me this, Lord, I want you to give me that. Got a big old gimme list, gimme list all the time, hallelujah. You know, it's okay to want some things. I'm not telling you not to. But just be careful what you're asking for. Hallelujah. And then when he don't give it to you, you fall out. Lord, I don't get nothing. Lord, I just don't know. I've been praying and asking you for this, Lord, and I ain't got it yet, Lord. It may not be time. But you keep on praying. Hallelujah. And when he sees fit, he said he'll add to the churches he sees fit. Then he'll add to your purse. He'll add to your checkbook. He will add to your closet. He'll add to your house. He'll bring you the man. He'll bring you the woman, whoever it may be, when he see that you are ready. Glory to God. Because understand, the God I serve ain't going to bring nobody in no mess. You know, I was talking to some people. It's been a year or so ago. And the girl, you know, she had been separated from her husband. She don't know, you know, she didn't know where it was. But then she hadn't got a divorce yet. But then she asking God to send someone else to her, send her a man. Oh, God's going to send me a good godly man. Oh, yes. I thank God for him. I praise God for him. I said, baby, let me help you out with that there. I said, you ain't even got divorced from the man you had. I said, God ain't going to send that man in that mess. Understand. And if you're dating and you got this one you're talking to, that one, around, God ain't going to send nobody in that mess. He don't want to get nobody else hurt in your mess. Glory to God. I said, baby, it ain't going to work. I said, he's going to do that right now. I said, maybe later, you know, whenever, you know, you get straightened out with your other, when you find out what that one is, so you can divorce him, you know, but he ain't going to send nobody in that mess and you're still married. He's not going to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our God is a God of decency and in order, and that's how he do things. Hallelujah. In case you didn't know, I approve that message. Let's move on. And Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots and to be his horses. And some shall run before his chariot. And he will appoint his captains over thousands and captains over 50, and will set them to ear his ground and to keep his harvest and to make his instruments of war and of instruments of his chariots. He was telling them, listen, this is what's going to happen. When that king come in, y'all think y'all want a king? This is what's going to happen. He's going to come and take the best of what y'all got. Hallelujah, glory to God. And see, right then, nobody was taking the best that they had. You know, they were able to farm their own fields and keep their own food and all everything. Glory to God. Just think about it now. Okay, we were able to keep your own car, you know. You can go where you want to go. Okay, ladies, let me talk for a minute. You're able to go where you want to go. Hallelujah, glory to God. You spend your money on yourself if you want to go, hallelujah, to some of the stores and buy the purses and buy whatever you want. Amen, you can do that. For that season, yes. Hallelujah. If you don't want a husband, then that's fine. But if you do, then think about what you can do in this season. You have more time to spend with the Lord, praying and asking God to, you know, to give you revelation, to get you stable and all those good things, you know. But let me help you out. You know, nobody prays for those kind of things. They always pray for God to send them a man, send them a woman, you know. They want somebody to wash the clothes, somebody to pay the bills. Somebody stay at home. Make sure they got some good meals when they come. The dinner's done, you know, children's ready. Hallelujah. Go to bed when they still out doing whatever it is they may want to do. Glory to God, my God. What a backwards generation we have became. Hallelujah. But see, this king was going to put them in front of, he was going to have them running in front of his chariots. Glory to God, and they're going to be working for him. He's going to have them, hallelujah, grinding the grind in the meal. Glory to God. Let's put it like that. Hallelujah. And see, Samuel was trying to tell them what was going to happen. Glory to God, if they had a king. Let's move on. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. He was telling them he's gonna make your daughters work for him. He gonna make your daughters clean for him. It ain't nothing they gonna be able to settle. That's what they ask for. So be careful what you ask for. You know, you ask for some stuff sometimes you don't even need. Glory to God, hallelujah. Yeah, he said he gonna meet all your needs. It's okay if you ask for some of the stuff that you want. Hallelujah. And just keep believing him that you're gonna get it. But make sure, hallelujah, that you ain't giving away your best spoils. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. And you ain't just asking God for someone who's going to come in there trying to take control over your household. He ain't even got a household, ain't had a household, and ain't got a car hold. Glory to God. My God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Let's just breathe on that one. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, that's what's going to happen. You don't want nobody that's going to always try to be, you know, in control over you. You want somebody God done fixed up. He ready. He done taught him the word of God. Hallelujah. He done been in a place where he got the word of God. He know how to treat the woman. Hallelujah. He know when they go out, you know, and how to do and everything. You want somebody who's going to be a man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ain't trying to get no lion king of your castle coming in there roaring. Well, I thought you should be the cook by now. God, glory to God. Stop it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it meant, don't ride that train. Let's move on. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyard and give to his officers and to his servants. See, he was telling them everything that you got going on now. Y'all got it good now, and you're asking for a king? This is what's going to happen when you get this man. He's going to get the good of everything that y'all got and give it to his officers. Hallelujah. And understand what he also do. He going to get the goods of whoever whoever their children is, their daughters, and give them to his officers also. Hallelujah. And ain't nothing you can say about it, mama. Ain't nothing you can say about it, daddy. And y'all want me to give, and y'all want a king? Do you know what you're asking for? Be careful what you're asking for. You want me to send you someone who's going to come in there, hallelujah, like the Lion King rat raving, telling me what I should have did and what I could have done? Hallelujah. But instead coming in saying, well, you know, how you feel today? You okay? How was your day at work? You know, okay, well, I'll cook supper or either call and say, well, you know what? I'm out. Hallelujah. Well, you know what? I'll just bring supper home. That's what you want. Hallelujah. You don't want nobody coming in there roaring like the Lion King. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Remember, ladies, hallelujah. Lion King, he fought a good fight. Glory to God. He fought, hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's just move on. Hallelujah. That's a joke. Y'all catch that one later. Hallelujah. And he will take your manservants and your maidservants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to work. Put them to his work. See, he was going to make them work solely for him. Everything that they were doing and farming and getting all this stuff, and they had all the crops in there and all that good stuff. Let's just say they had all this good field over here growing, hallelujah, and they were able maybe to go and take some to the market and sell it and all this. Glory to God. He's going to get all that to make his kingdom bigger. But understand what you're asking for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there'll be some specifics that you need to pray. Hallelujah. And if you don't know how to pray specific prayers, that's what the word of God is. It shows you to pray some specific prayers. You can't just say, well, Lord, send me a man. Lord, send me a job. Lord God, give me a job, Lord. I just need a job. Remember, if you said, Lord, send me a job, he's going to have somebody from Burger King or wherever, hallelujah, whatever king to call. call you. Glory to God. You ought to be specific. You want a good job. You want a job with good benefits. You want a less stressful job. Glory to God. And you know that's what you'll get, but you have to continue to pray those things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want a job working from however, 7 to 5, 8 to 5, whatever. Glory to God. You want a daytime job. Hallelujah, my God. You want one with 401k and 4KK. You want every K that is to get. Glory to God. That pays good. Glory to God. That gives incentives. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. You just don't want a job. Glory to God. Because that's what you'll get, just a job. Hallelujah. So you got to be careful what you're praying for. Hallelujah. Be careful what you're asking for. You want the best. Hallelujah. And he will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servant. And ye shall cry out in the day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. See, hallelujah. You know, so many times, you know, people say, well, Lord, I want a husband, Lord. I want him, Lord. And this is, I just want him, Lord. I don't care what kind of man he is. I just want one. And again, guess what? He come in there, hallelujah, spending up your dime, spending up your time, eating up your food, hallelujah, glory to God. You got to pay when you go out to lunch with him. Oh, snap. Hold up. Wait a minute. My God. Let's go back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. That ain't what you want. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand. And he said, when they cry, he said, he ain't gonna even hear you because that's what you asked for. So guess what? There's going to be a time when you're going to have to go through it because guess what? Lord, take it away from me. Lord, I don't want it. But guess what? You're going to have to go through it because you asked for it. So that's why you got to be careful what you're asking for. I'm careful what I'm asking for nowadays. Hallelujah. I don't want anything to come to my door. Glory to God. I don't want any kind of job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't want any kind of nothing. He said, I'll give you my best. And that's what you seek after, God's best. And he said, I will withhold no good thing back from you. And that's what I hold on to. Hallelujah. If he said he ain't going to hold no good thing back from me, then I want all the good things he got. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when you call on the Lord, say, Lord, take it away. I don't want it. Lord, we don't want this king. He said he ain't going to even hear you. And you're stuck out there by yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Although he ain't going to let you get hurt, but you're going to have to go through. Glory to God. Let's move on. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel. And they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. They didn't care. See, they wasn't hearing what he was saying. You know, they were already rebellious when he brought them out over there in Egypt. You know they wasn't going to hear what he had to say. But Samuel was trying to help them. But see, that's the way we are now, amen, with these generation of people. You don't want to hear what nobody's telling you, hallelujah. When they tell you, listen, don't marry nobody without getting some counsel and glory to God. Don't do that, hallelujah, when you have prayed, and if you ain't heard God said nothing, then don't you move. You be still. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, it's not that they're trying to make a name for themselves, but they're trying to help you. Hallelujah. So you won't be like them right there. Hallelujah. You're going to have to go through it. And he said, hold up. You made a mistake. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. That we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, stop wanting to be like Sister JoJo Neum and Mary Elder Neum and come on, Cloud Nine Neum. You know, they just look so happily married. They look like they got it all going on, you know. Everything is well, all is well. The children look good, and they always look good. Everything thing that look good on the outside, hallelujah, it ain't good on the inside. Remember, you're on the outside looking in, glory to God. I've always told them that, you know, I'm saying you're on the outside looking in. We don't know what's going on in those people's lives. You see some be riding high like they're living large and in charge, but then the next thing you know, you see they divorced. Glory to God, my God. So see, you don't really know. So be careful, hallelujah. My God, wanting to be like everybody else, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Because you're on the outside looking in. You don't know what's going on the inside of those people's house. They tore up from the floor up. Don't know where they didn't have so many troubles and trials and tribulation. Just done forgot about the Lord. Glory to God. Don't even know if there be a Jesus. Glory to God, my God. Just they kicked him out of the equation. So now you got to go through all this and all that. It may be 3, 4, 5. It may be years before he go ahead and deliver you out of that. Glory to God. So be careful what you're asking for. My God, my God. Let's move on to 21. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. In other words, Samuel went on and told the Lord, he said, Lord, this is what they said. Nah, they said they want a king, and they weren't thinking about what I said. I tried to tell them what you said, hallelujah. The prophet comes to warn, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. And sometimes you just don't want to listen, hallelujah, my God, my God. I tried to tell him that he want everything that they got, he going to get it, glory to God. And he going to build a big old, build him a big mansion, and he going to have the finest wine, and he going to have the finest women, and he going to have the finest everything, and he going to take all, hallelujah, that you all have worked for, hard earned and have worked for, and he's going to give it to the soldiers. He's going to put your children out there working and your children. He can't wait till they get big enough to work, and he's going to put them in the streets to go to work. And, my God, my God. I tried to tell them all this, but they wouldn't listen. They wouldn't listen. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. He said, y'all go ahead. Hallelujah. Go ahead. I'm going to give you one. The Lord told me to do it, and I'm going to do it. Glory to God. He had no choice. He was trying to help the people. Hallelujah. He was trying to help them by not putting a king over them. They already had somebody. Samuel over there. Hallelujah. He wasn't going to let his children be in charge. He knew what they were doing and all that, you know, crazy stuff. And he wasn't going to do that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on now. You know, we serve an awesome God, but be careful what you're asking for. In this season, be careful what you're asking for. Yes, God's handing out miracles. He's handing out blessings. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And yes, he is. Glory to God. My God. So just be careful what you're asking for. Don't be like they did in the Bible here. Hallelujah. When they were still murmuring and complaining, he done gave them, brought them out. He gave them food. He done gave them a place to go. Hallelujah. He done took them into a land. Hallelujah. A good land and everything. And now you're still complaining. And now you want me to give you a king. And he going to take everything, the best of your spoil. Glory to God. Don't do it. Don't do it. And don't do it. I'm telling y'all, this is what he going to do. Hallelujah. Everything that you hard earned work for, don't eat it up. Hallelujah. Every bed, hallelujah, that you paid for with your own money, just gonna lay up there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Everything that you worked so hard for to build, even with your family, gonna try to tear it up. Glory to God. My God, my God. So just be careful what you're asking for. You know, we come online, hallelujah, Sunday after Sunday. We come online Tuesday after Tuesday. We come online Saturday after Saturday. We hear all the shows and everything. And you know what? Some will receive, he said, and some won't. It ain't for my health, but it's for the health of the people. But I receive it first, hallelujah. I eat the word first because it be so good. I have to go over it again and again and again, hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. I said, Lord, I never seen it like that before. My God, my God. But just don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Be careful what you're asking for. Hallelujah. You know, we always say if you pray for somebody else, then God will take care of you. And that's a fact. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had mentioned something to someone one time. I mentioned it to them. Hallelujah. And that's all I said. I just mentioned it. And the next thing I know, I had that very thing that I had mentioned. Glory to God. But I always, he lays people on your heart to pray for them. And when you see people in need, pray for them. And if you can help them, help them. You know, God's gonna pass out, amen, many miracle money, miracle blessings. He's going to give it to those that he knows that will help others. Not just a bigger barn for themselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even if you see one of the saints in need, glory to God, you got to be able to help that saint. It don't matter if you like them or not, glory to God. Hallelujah. You better learn how to love everybody, glory to God, and just keep it moving and keep your mouth off God, people. Glory to God. Just keep it moving. Whenever somebody want to say something, just do what I done and keep on going. I don't want to hear it. Glory to God. You got to get in that place. It's not that you're better. Amen. I'm not going to charge anything for this one. No, I can't charge you for this one. This is just something he laid on my heart. Glory to God. So I can't charge you for this one. Glory to God. You know, it's better to just keep your mouth closed. Hallelujah. If you don't know what a ministry is about, then just keep your mouth closed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't come against whoever ministry it is. I don't care if you know them. Don't come against it. Glory to God. Because you're cursing yourself and what you're doing, your generational curses, that's how they began. Because you're passing it on down to your children and to your children's children. So don't do it. Hallelujah. Let it stop. Hallelujah. Right there. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be careful what you ask for. We're living in a generation now where people are asking for the money, the cause, and everything. But you know what? And I went to this church one time. Hallelujah. I'm going to give this testimony. I went to a church one time, and this lady was sitting in the church, and I do remember her name, but I'm not going to call it. And, you know, the pastor went over to her, the co-pastor went over to her, and she said, you know what? She said, all you want to do, you want to see other people blessed. She said, you ask God to bless them in a mighty way. She said, that's all you've been asking God for, to bless the people of God in a mighty way. And she said, yes, the lady just broke down and started crying. All she wanted God to do, she said, Lord, bless them. Bless the people of God. Bless them in a mighty way. That's all she asking for. Glory to God. Do you ask God to bless someone in a mighty way and mean it? Glory to God. Because see, well, sometimes when people say, Lord, I want you to bless them, they get mad when God go to bless them because he done blessed them too much. You know, I want you to bless them, Lord, but I ain't tell you to do all that for them. Glory to God. I've seen it happen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But just know, hallelujah, when you pray for someone else. Hallelujah. Pick a person, amen, glory to God, that you know that really needs prayer. Hallelujah. And just pray for them, because we in a season where we got to pray for people. We got to pray for the people of God. They don't know Jesus Christ. We need to pray for them that God will send somebody by whom they will believe. Hallelujah. And pray for them, glory to God. Hallelujah. All can be saved. All won't, because they reject Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life. But it's okay. Still, you did your job because you prayed. I ain't just saying, well, Lord, just bless them, Lord. Just yeah, Lord, save them. No. Come on. Effectual, fervent prayer. Lord, save them. Whatever's causing them, Lord God, on the inside, Lord, not to receive the word of God. Lord, go down in there and do a work, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let them have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to open up their ear gates so they can hear the word of the Lord. Let them hear it in the wee middle of the night, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as they're laying on their bed, Lord God, speak a word to them, Lord God, so profound that they know that it was you, Lord God, that the word came from, oh Lord. God, I ask you to heal them, God. Heal them from all the hurt, Lord God. Whether it's the church hurt or whatever it may be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whether it was a person in the church that hurt them, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to heal them, God, so they can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God, so they can receive you, Lord God, as your Lord and Savior, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask the Holy Ghost power to rest around them in the name of Jesus, to lead and guide them, Lord God, into all spiritual truth, Lord God. Cut away every dead vine that's around them, Lord, that's stopping them from trying to believe the word of God. Every dead vine, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We say cut it off right now, oh God. Every root, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's rotten to the core. We ask you to dig it up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Dig it up, Lord God, so they'll know, Lord God, that it's really you, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, that every person that's around them, Lord God, that's cutting off their circulation to you, Lord. Oh, my good God Almighty, we ask you, Lord God, to remove them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And everyone, Lord God, that's stained with sin, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we decree and we declare, and we send it back into the pit right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise, Lord. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. Hallelujah, my God. I want you to remember, hallelujah, to go over, hallelujah, and show Minister Elaine some love. You know, Jesus is real. And he just keep on keeping on and keep showing us stuff. He keeps showing up. Hallelujah. He showed up. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and get off. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, but I'm going to give you this one testimony. Glory to God again. And then I'm going to move on. You know, he got what he's showing up so awesomely. Hallelujah. Someone told me that they went out, hallelujah, to get something to eat. Glory to God. And they was in line. And this person said, well, what are you getting? And they said, they look crazy, you know, and I believe they did. And they looked kind of crazy, and they said, well, I'm finna get dinner, glory to God, and it's go ahead and get what you want, glory to God. So they went ahead and got the plate, you know, and the person paid for it, hallelujah, glory to God, and they asked them, did they want something to drink? So now I got something, you know, at work to drink, glory to God. You see, God is showing up through his people just like that, hallelujah. Now, some of you may not think that was much, but hey, amen, to that person, it was a lot. Because they've never had it to happen to them, huh? But guess what? Glory to God, huh? We're going to see even more miracles, hallelujah. We're going to see people being healed out of wheelchairs, hallelujah. People's feet being healed, hallelujah. And put back together, glory to God, hallelujah. Ankle bones gaining strength, good God Almighty, hallelujah. People growing legs, good God Almighty, fingers, hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, we're going to see lots of miracles, hallelujah. Glory to God. So it may not have been much to you, but it was a lot to them. Glory to God. Amen. And go over, hallelujah, and show Minister Elaine some love. Like I said, purchase her book, The Heart Reflection. Don't forget, hallelujah, on our Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, hallelujah, they're breaking the bread of life. Good God Almighty. Don't forget, Saturday, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, Faith Come By Hearing. She's walking the dog. Glory to God. Don't forget, Sunday, to come back and listen to Prophetic Corner. And I encourage you to give to all ministries. You can go on Facebook. We have Facebook pages where you can give. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show, hallelujah, without giving you the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins that I have committed, oh God. I dedicate my life to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born-again believer. Glory to God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. Amen. Glory to God that gave. Amen. Jesus made Jesus Lord of your life. Glory to God. Hit me up, inbox me on Facebook. I have Prophetess Martha Williams, and I have Martha Williams page. Thank you. Glory to God. Now we're going to go ahead, and we're going to give the benediction. Remember, Minister Elaine Jackson is coming up next. You got a 30-minute break. You can get some water, get some Sprite. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back here on next Sunday. Amen.